This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show and join us at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, all kinds of interesting stuff in the news. It's been a little while since we've talked about North Korea here on Free Talk Live. Doing a lot of coverage over the years of North Korea. Just kind of watching with amazement the sort of prison state that is North Korea. Learning as much as we who are on the outside of it can possibly learn. I mean, not as much as we can possibly learn, but, you know, a fair amount compared to the average person here on Free Talk Live. And it's a fascinating, ugly, scary place. And why anyone would want to subject themselves to going there, like voluntarily going to North Korea. I mean, I guess it would be fascinating to see it in person.
You wouldn't want to go?
I would want to go as long as I knew I couldn't get arrested, and there's a darn good chance that I'd get arrested there.
Well, there's a darn good chance you would get arrested.
Because I don't like being told what to do, and North Korea...
You couldn't keep it together for a few days, pal? I mean, just a few days? I've seen you keep it together
sometimes.
It's
not worth the risk, man. I mean, it's so risky to be there. You know, it's enough to watch the movies and the, you know, documentaries about North Korea and get a taste of it that way, but
I'd like to go. And
would you really?
Yeah, I would go, and I would be able to keep my mouth shut for a few days.
So when are you going?
I don't know. Wouldn't even know how to put it together.
You're going
to
wear that?
I'm not interested. Nope, I'm not wearing my Captain America jacket. No, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't, you know, you asked if I would be willing to go, and I would. Yeah. Would I be willing to pay the money to get over there? And the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty cheap, and no.
I mean, if you're going to visit Korea, visit South Korea, where, you know, it's much more Western and, you know, probably a lot more fun and interesting things to do.
But North Korea, best Korea.
Less likely that you're going to be put in a gulag if you go to South Korea. And, you know, I don't know how many people visit North Korea every year or what percentage of them ends up being arrested and, you know, kidnapped for a period of time in some sort of work camp, a prison labor camp. But it does happen. And the fact that it probably happens there more often, I mean, obviously, if you go to any country, you're subject to their dumb laws, whatever stupid laws that they've passed
there.
They've
got plenty of them, I'm sure.
They're going to force them on you. But when you go to North Korea, the government is well aware of your existence, right? It's not just like you can just go in there as some anonymous. They've got hundreds of thousands of people traveling there every day. No, I suspect the amount of people going into North Korea is very highly controlled because it's not just something that you just buy a plane ticket for, as I understand it. Right? You have to have a guard who's with you whenever you leave the hotel. There's like a special hotel that's designated for visitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a moat around it, according to one of the Vice documentaries that I've seen about this. So they're real serious about keeping you on the officially approved sort of tourist track. If you go off of that tourist track,
it's a problem.
If you get away from your handler, you're going to be taking a serious risk. In the case that we're talking about here, Fox News reporting on Otto Warmbier, who's a U.S. citizen who's been detained in North Korea. You may recall, if you're a listener of the show, you've been listening for a while, you might recall we talked about this man's story, this young man's story. He's 22 years old now, and he's now been in North Korea serving over a year of his 15-year-long sentence. Do you remember what this guy was arrested for?
Spying, right?
No.
No?
Take another guess.
All I can remember is the spying thing. Like, it was just some tourist going and spying.
No.
Oh, is this the guy that, like, took something?
Yes.
Something that was...
He took a banner
A banner, okay?
Some sort of signage. He took down some sort of communist propaganda sign.
Yep, wanted it.
And right, it was like a souvenir, right? Like he's like a drunk college kid or something like that.
Always a good idea to go to North Korea, get drunk, and take some souvenirs.
I don't know if he was drunk, but, you know, he was 21 at the time. He's in college. I mean, what are the odds? He's on vacation. Odds are good if he can get his hands on alcohol in North Korea.
Do you remember the
drinking.
Kid, the American kid that I think committed some kind of vandalism in Singapore and got sentenced
to bamboo? They whipped him or
caning.
Whatever.
They beat him with a bamboo stick. In the 90s.
That was a long time ago.
That was in the 90s. Yeah, I didn't feel bad for him.
Right.
And I don't feel bad for this guy either. Remember, kids.
15 years.
Remember, kids, your life always has meaning. And sometimes that meaning is to stand as an example
to
for
everyone
other
else.
People, right? Like, go ahead. Do dumb things
right.
So we can talk about it on the air and point out that when you do dumb things, bad things can happen.
When you go, hey, look, I agree with you, Mark. I could be a good little boy and, you know, obey Kim Jong-un's rules just to feel.
You went to Kim Jong-un's country. Like, let's,
I did not go to Kim Jong-un's country.
But this guy did.
Yeah.
This is the thing, one of the things that I sort of agree with the nativists about is when you travel to another place, you usually sign a piece of paper that says that you will obey their laws.
That's right. You do.
And that's part of the deal, is that in order to get in, you sign a piece of paper that says you'll obey their laws. I'm reasonably certain this young man knew when he stole this sign, that he was stealing a sign, right?
Good chance.
And so I'm just kind of like, you know, you go to other people's countries, you should probably toe the line a little bit more.
Oh, I tend to agree with you
and
there.
I don't care if it's Canada, New Zealand, or North Korea.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, I don't want to get in I don't want to get in legal trouble in Massachusetts, let alone, you know, any other country. You know, if I'm going to get into hot water with the government, I want it to be where I live, because then, you know, there can be a court case made out of it and there might be some sort of precedent set or whatever. I am a liberty activist, but I am focusing my activism in one particular geographic area.
That it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
One of the freest places, certainly the freest state in the United States. It's been rated that multiple times.
I'm willing to help the folks in North Korea. I give to Link on a monthly basis, or at least I did. That bank account got shut down. But regardless, I had been giving to Link, the Liberty in North Korea group, on a monthly basis. And there are folks who actually do help on the ground, people escape from North Korea. That's one way I can help that situation without actually having to go there and to, you know,
sure,
put myself at Kim Jong-un's
you
mercy.
You can't save everybody, and if you focus your efforts in one place, you can have more of an effect.
Exactly. So I agree with you, Mark. If I were to go to North Korea, I would certainly be on my best behavior, because I don't want to end up in a prison gulag for some stupid crap, which is usually the reason why they put people in gulags.
And if you went, you likely would go with me, and I don't want to be stuck in North Korea because I have to wait around to try to get whatever the North Korean version of bail is for you.
But the thing is, you know, even if you're on your best behavior in a place that is ruled as arbitrarily and capriciously as North Korea, you're walking on eggshells constantly.
I don't know that that's true. How many people have been locked up visiting North Korea? How many Americans?
Enough of them.
In the last 5 years.
I don't know, Mark. We don't get headlines about all of them when that happens.
I think there are headlines about all of them because that happens. I'll go ahead and look that up, but I suspect most people have been accused of spying, and I hope that they are not spies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what's egregious, is just somebody who's wandering around asking questions and taking pictures and stuff gets called a spy, but I don't think it happens as much as it used to.
Well, regardless, Mark, it does happen, and this is an incredibly risky place to go. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, do you want to go to Honduras, where it's like the murder capital of South America?
Or do you want to go to North Korea than Honduras?
Or do you want to go to Uruguay? You know, like, there's plenty of places you can go in the world, and
agreed,
some of them are a lot less risky than others. And, you know, if you want to go and take risk, it's one thing to go into, like, you know, some sort of battle zone in the Middle East where, you know, at the very least you know what you're dealing with. In North Korea, any kind of arbitrary decision by the ruling class there, if you violate it, man, you're in trouble. So, anyway, what's going on? Well, the 22-year-old has served just over a year of his 15-year sentence, according to Fox News, for allegedly taking down a sign of Kim Jong-il, the father of Kim Jong-un, who has passed away several years ago. while Warmbier was in the country with a tour group. And now with the U.S. stepping up pressure and likely sanctions on North Korea, Warmbier's parents hope their son will be part of negotiations should the regime seek to come to the bargaining table.
There are currently four Americans that are locked up in North Korea, and one of them has a name that doesn't look Asian.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Well, you should have heard what Mark said there during the break. You actually said, I believe these words came out of your mouth, North Korea is not so bad.
I'm looking at the statistics of people who have been arrested in North Korea since 1996. And there was one in 1996, and then it, you know, the arrests basically start in 2009. My presumption would be that basically there were no Americans. I said people, I should say Americans. No U.S. citizens basically allowed to travel until 2009. So since they've sort of opened up and allowed people to come, the vast majority of people who have been arrested are for illegally entering North Korea. So illegal aliens, don't expect you know, that to go well for you here in the United States if you illegally enter either.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really, one can't huff and puff too much when this country will do the same thing. Secondly, the unauthorized religious activity, like leaving a Bible in a nightclub, these kind of things. So religious,
you're a known minister.
Religious activities.
They probably won't even let you go in.
Ian, I really don't care. I would like to go. If somebody would like to sponsor Free Talk Live going to North Korea. But
no way I'm going to North Korea. Like, you're not talking me into it.
I'm not trying to talk you into it. Believe me, yeah. Going to North Korea would be a bad idea with you. Because I'd probably have to, you know, I'd probably have to be like, tell the story about how Ian got arrested and, you know, did whatever dumb thing in North Korea. This is just a list of people doing dumb things half the time. So,
yeah, tell somebody who's in the prison camps there that North Korea is not so bad. Tell them as they are picking corn out of poop to try to get sustenance in the prison camp.
That was one story that we read.
Yeah, you tell them that. That's not so bad.
Look, I'm not claiming that North Korea is good for North Koreans. What I'm claiming is
you could end up in a prison camp there.
You're painting. So could you, I suppose. Yeah. Two North Korean spies could break in here tonight and come take one of us, and if they had to, it would be you, because here I am defending the great leader, right?
There you go. You're perfect to visit North Korea.
All I'm saying is there's about 15 people who've been arrested since 2000, 15 U.S. citizens, excuse me, again, since been arrested since 2009, and most of them are for illegally entering the country
or
doing some kind of religious activity.
You're presuming there's an accurate representation or knowledge of how many people North Korea has arrested.
I would think that the U.S. government would be pretty clear on that.
You would think. I mean, I guess you could presume that somebody would likely be missing if they, you know, went to North Korea and then didn't return.
Yeah, like maybe they'd say, I'm going to North Korea for a visit. And then their family would be like, huh, I wonder why they didn't come back.
Yeah.
When they were supposed to, and the plane ride, the seat was empty. Yeah, come on.
Unless, of course, they didn't tell anybody they were going to North Korea, and then they just went there.
Why would they not tell anybody?
I don't know.
Defecting?
You definitely want to tell somebody if you're going to go to North Korea. That way they can keep an eye on you after the fact. I don't know, Mark. I just don't trust numbers that come out of North Korea. I mean, generally you can't trust numbers from the government anyway.
It's certainly not that one.
And you certainly can't trust numbers from the North Korean government. But let's go to the North Korea of the West, San Francisco, where David is on the line. Hey, David.
Hey, we'd be a fat target if they ever decided to fire one, but let's hope not.
Although
technically, I'm not sure that he would want to shoot one over to us, because I think there are probably some North Koreans out here. We don't have any consulate, but you know, the thing that's always...
Well, they don't have any allegiance to any expatriated North Koreans. They want to put those people in a prison camp, so they would be totally fine with blowing them up.
You know, I'm not sure if I believe any of the cock and bull stories out of any of it anymore. You know, some years ago...
You don't believe the stories from the people who claim they've been in prison labor camps in North Korea? Because you can see those on a map.
It's the story about why we have hated them for 70 years or something like that.
I don't hate them. I do you?
No, but we're officially still at war.
I am not at war. Maybe you're referring to the federal government.
The United States government hasn't declared war on anyone since 1942.
But he's right that the war, the Korean War, has not ended. It is
right.
Only in the middle of a...
Who? What are we talking about?
The Korean War.
And just like Vietnam, I agree that Vietnam wasn't a war either, but it sure got 58,000 U.S. troops killed.
It'll get you killed dead. Maybe it feels like a lie, doesn't it? I mean, doesn't it feel like a lie the United States government will send troops to fight and die in a place but didn't bother to declare war?
Right, yeah, much less. You remember right when the body bags got purchased, you know, Bush invaded, I think, in 21st of March of 2003, and they had bought 80,000 body bags. And we're not even up to 5,000. Well, I think we made 5,000 a few years ago, but yeah, that means they've got, you know, 74,000 to go or something like that. They bought 80,000 body bags.
Yeah, I guess they just want to fill them, right?
It's an ugly. Well, and that gets, you know, it's something phony going on with the whole cock and bull story. And as a matter of fact, you remember in the old days of VCR tapes.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, PBS put out a 4-volume set of a video called Oil. This was probably in the 80s, 1981 or 2, I think. And the series on oil described how 100 years ago, 100 years ago now, it would have been about 2010 or something like that, or 1910, they already knew how much oil was basically around the Middle East and, you know, certain parts of the world. And Rockefeller and Shell Oil ran about 90% of the world's holdings. 90%. And this was before the Russian Revolution, and a whole lot of Royal Dutch Shell's holdings were in what became the Soviet Union. And Rockefeller was happy as a clam because if Shell couldn't get access to their holdings, that gave all the more share to Rockefeller. And he used it to his advantage till, 1991, when the Soviet Union finally got back to selling oil shares. And they didn't really give it back to Royal Dutch Shell. But the point is, it's kind of interesting, because Rex Tillerson is one of the Seven Sisters. He's
Rex Tillerson is the Trump's. What is he? I don't know. Going over
State
there.
State Department. Yeah.
Yeah. State Department.
Yeah, and so he was ExxonMobil, and ExxonMobil were part of what were called the Seven Sisters. Teddy Roosevelt broke the trust, and the trust was Shell Oil, Rockefeller's Standard Oil, had gotten so big. You know, it was like 90% of the world's holdings was in Rockefeller's hands, and he was squeezing the life out of the earth because nobody could get oil except at Rockefeller-controlled prices. And so
But that monopoly, that market maker, that trust essentially, but that ended in like the 1880s through market competition. Teddy Roosevelt didn't come around until the
1900s. Oh, you're talking about bust the trust.
I can go ahead and take a look. Politicians do love to take credit for something the market's already done, though.
Yeah, that's definitely true. David, thanks for the history there. I appreciate that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The Korean War, by the way, fighting may have stopped, but the ceasefire is all it is. The war is still technically going. Ceasefire happened in July of 1953, and ever since, they've remained in a tense state of armed truce. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. You want to get some shopping taken care of online? You're going to go through Amazon? Well, you can help Free Talk Live. Here's how you do it. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, including Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You just click on to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It is that simple. It's the same great selection and prices that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our links, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the buy. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping started there. As we go to Stefan on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
I'm going to ask something a little different because I've always been curious. What do you guys like to do in your free time?
Well, the show, Free Talk Live, isn't about the hosts. I'd like to make that abundantly clear. I mean, I'm happy to give you any answer you want as far as it goes. But
free time?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I think that mostly we run a radio program, but
I can work all day, every day. I have to make time to do something.
You like to
fun.
Go to the state house and mess with politicians.
That's activism.
No, that's okay.
I don't know if I consider that free time. I mean, that's like something that I've...
What do you do when you're not on the air on Free Talk Live?
I do work for Free Talk Live by contacting radio stations. I do work with the Shire Free Church. I mean, free time is generally something that is like not working time, and most everything I do...
Sometimes you play a video game.
...is work. Every now and then I'll play a video game. It's been weeks since I have. I did go see a musical this week with Derek J., I went out to the seacoast of New Hampshire, and...
Besides seeing musical theater with gay men, what else do you do?
I wanted to talk about the musical. It was a great musical. It's called Rock of Ages, and, you know, it's been around. I guess it's been around for a while. I just, you know, I don't generally go and see plays or musicals, so I had the opportunity because I actually... Well, here's the reason why I went out to do this. Is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The DVD is available over at dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. And some people have been asking for signed copies of it, which I don't have any on hand. So I contacted Derek about, you know, possibly getting together and signing some DVDs together. So it was sort of a work mission that led me out there. But the idea was I'll bring a box of DVDs out with some Sharpies and we'll sign these things. We'll spend a couple hours, and we did sign them. But he had informed me that they were that night going to this musical, and I said, that sounds great. I'd love to go. So we did have, you know, we had fun with that. And have you heard of the Rock of Ages, Mark, before?
I know I've heard that terminology. Maybe it was the show.
Well, it's a Def Leppard song, Rock
of
Ages.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And that was actually the one song they couldn't get licensed for use in this play. But what was so great about this play, and, I mean, anybody who grew up in the 80s will love this thing because, I mean, if you enjoy a musical, this is really awesome. So what they did was they took like 30 classic 80s rock songs, all the classics you'll hear at karaoke, you know, the ones people love. And they worked them into a play.
Twisted Sisters, We're Not Going to Take It.
That one's in there.
Yeah.
Yep. They worked round that one's actually round. More than once. And so they worked it into a play where the lyrics of the song are what the characters are saying, basically, in the play. So it was really
Sounds
smart.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, really smart, well-performed, you know. And, of course, it's a crowd pleaser, right? Because they're singing all these classic 80s songs. So, of course, the whole crowd is singing along. The actors seem to really be having a good time. There's, you know, choreographed dance numbers and everything. And it just all weaves so well in together, really. I mean, just an incredible play.
I have to go see this because 80s rock is like a love affair with me.
You'd love it. You'd love it. It was really a blast. And most of the audience was like older, like I mean some white hairs in the audience.
Right, this crap their kids listen to.
Middle-aged folks, people, baby boomers who are very familiar would have been in their 30s in the, you know, the 80s. Mm-hmm. So, was great. It was fantastic. So that's something I've done recently that had nothing whatsoever to do with working on the radio and the various different church missions that I'm up to.
Well, besides one show that Ian has seen recently, it's true. Ian spends more time doing, you know, what one would call work, a lot more time than any kind of free time. I take a bit more free time. I have some pigs at my house that they, of course, require some care. There are six very large pigs and a couple of smaller ones. And I do jiu-jitsu, so I go and roll around on a mat with the other sweaty men.
And you pay Bitcoin for that.
Yep, I do. And I got a tropical fish recently, you know.
I think it's awesome that Ian puts a lot of time into the show. I do use you guys' shopping affiliate links. But
shop.freetalklive.com. Yeah, thank you for everybody who does that. It's a great way to support the show.
By the way, the theater that we went to accepts Bitcoin on the seacoast.
Awesome.
In fact, it's the location of the Bitcoin vending machine, which is really brilliant because they actually put the Bitcoin vending machine not only right by the box office where you buy the tickets, but it's also right there on the wall during the intermission when all the women are lined up at the bathroom door, which, if you think about it, is a brilliant location because they're just all standing there and they need something to talk about while they're in the line to the bathroom, and there's this Bitcoin machine right there. And so, you know, frequently conversations about what Bitcoin, you know, what is Bitcoin are being overheard happening apparently in the women's bathroom, from what I was told.
So does that, because I've never actually seen a Bitcoin vending machine, does that actually, like, dispense, like, physical coins? Because I've seen like some people use
Bitcoin is not physical. There are, you know, there's sort of these gimmicky physical Bitcoins out there, but that's not what Bitcoin.
RFID tags in them. I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's not what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin's a digital currency. So what it vends is Bitcoin onto your Bitcoin account. So if you have a smartphone, if you go to a Bitcoin vending machine or a Bitcoin ATM, you sort of scan your phone with the machine and it knows what your address is, and then you put cash in the machine, and once you're done putting cash in, the Bitcoin shows up in your account. So that's how they work, and there is a great website to go to if you want to learn where they might be near you, is coinatmradar.com. So did we answer your question okay?
Yeah, you did. Not much goes on with me anymore. My hobby is mostly just, you know, firearms. I'm into that kind of thing.
There you go. Hey, thanks.
Actually, I was speaking to a police officer today to try to let them know I'm going to start open carrying because I don't want to get tased.
Oh, okay. So you're putting them on notice. That's a good idea.
Because I don't want to walk down the street with my Ruger over my back and them being like, hey, this guy's going to kill people.
One of the nice things about... Oh, so you're going to strap a rifle on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that is a little unusual. One of the nice things about being in New Hampshire is the police generally treat the open carriers pretty respectfully.
What do you think you're going to achieve by strapping a rifle to your... Other than getting attention, strapping a rifle to your back and walking down the street?
Just because I know people are going to think, hey, that's unusual. But, you know, I think more people should be aware. Hey, you can do this. You're allowed to do it. I mean, what good is a right if you can't exercise it?
I tend to agree that you should exercise a right. You know, strapping a rifle on your back is definitely doing it in as big a way as you possibly can.
Are you intending to go into the businesses carrying a rifle?
That's where the problem's going to come in. Yeah.
I don't intend to do that, just public streets, because I was going to try to attempt it today, but it's like, no, I'm not going to go into, like, Family Dollar with a gun over my back because I don't know their policy, and that's very disrespectful.
Okay. I support open carry of pistols. I think that it gets confusing for people when people carry a long gun in their hands because it looks...
You can't do that. That's brandishing.
You can carry a long gun in your hands in many states because you, how are you going to
I wouldn't give that legal advice. That's in most places like brandishing or menacing or whatever.
It certainly is menacing.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. You're going to likely get arrested for that.
Well, what I was going to say is that
it's one thing if you're let's say you're going to your car, you've got a rifle strapped to your back, and you have to then take the gun and put it in your trunk. Obviously, it has to go into your hands at that time. But if you're just toting around a rifle in your hands, be ready. I think you just racked a slide there.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. Good luck with that. Let us know how it goes, will you? Appreciate it. We're coming up here, 855, 450 free. Whether you want to talk about open carry, North Korea, or pop culture, anything goes here. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain right here. There's enough time for you if you join us now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We actually just had a call asking us what we do for fun. And, you know, I don't know about you, Mark, but my to-do list just never ends.
Right.
So I have to purposely stop doing the to-do list to do something fun. And I just like doing the work because, you know, for me, I do the work that I love. And so it's not something that's a burden to me at all. It's something I enjoy doing. But, you know, a long time ago, we used to do, like, pop culture movie discussion on Free Talk Live. Remember that back when we were a local show we used to talk about?
We still talk about movies now and then.
Every now and then. I got to say, I'm pretty excited for Alien Covenant, which is coming out in 1 week's time.
Why is that?
Because I'm a big fan of the Alien series, and this is the
Alien
next,
3?
The next one. I liked Alien 3. A lot of people hate it. Yeah. A lot of people hate it. You've got to watch the extended cut of Alien 3 to really appreciate what the movie could have been or should have been. Fox took, like, 40 minutes out of that movie or something. Like, a whole lot of time got just axed from that movie that explained a lot of the plot holes that were very, you know, glaring in the original theatrical release. So, you know, if you liked it a little bit, you'll probably like it a lot more if you watch the extended version of that movie. So anyway, the Ridley Scott's back. He directed Prometheus, which was sort of the prequel to Alien, and this is like the sequel to the prequel to Alien.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they decided they were going to call it Alien this time instead of Prometheus, maybe because of marketing or whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but some of the reviews are decent already. I guess they've screened it for the reviewers as of like a week or so ago. and that's coming out this Friday, so awesome. I'm pretty excited about that. Although it's not at very many IMAX theaters. I was thinking, you know, I might go to IMAX for this one, but it looks like I would have to travel to Connecticut's IMAX in order to see it, and I haven't yet decided whether I'm willing to do that or not.
Man, it seems like you should.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of probably should, but anyway, we shall
see. I'll be happy to cover whatever night it is.
It's actually going to premiere on Thursday night, so okay, if I wanted to, I could take just my regular night off.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to. But what is Sarah looking forward to in Albuquerque? Sarah, what sort of pop culture thing are you looking forward to?
You know what? I don't bother with that. I'm more excited about we have a new electric car charging station right on the reservation.
Then you are even more of an activist than I am. I mean, you don't even go see a movie?
No, most of it is a bunch of nonsense. And
what's the last movie that you can recall seeing in theaters?
I don't remember because I can't remember what stupid movie I watched.
Take a shot. Like, I mean, do we have to go back a decade? I mean, how long ago are we talking about?
Well, I don't have any money to go to the movie theater, but I had like 12 people get shot in the movie, so I don't care to watch any movies
Ooh,
anymore.
Okay. All right, you're talking about the Colorado shooting.
But the thing is, I'm more excited about, I think it's the first electric charging station on a reservation, like in nationwide or in Mexico, I don't really know.
You know, I drive by the Tesla charging stations fairly often here in New Hampshire. They've got them off Interstate 93 here in New Hampshire,
they're all over
the gas stations. I don't know if I would say they're all over the place, but I've seen them, and I never see anyone charging at those.
Well, the thing about it, I'm thinking, it's right between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. It's right in between on the interstate I-25, but it's on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just wonder, the natives are so much into, saving the Mother Earth. I wonder it's taking so long for them to catch on to the electric cars. But I suppose that electric cars are more costly, right? Because they make a...
Well, Mark can comment on this. He's actually got an electric-ish car. It's kind of a hybrid electric car, so it's not 100% electric. But, Mark, could you plug into one of those stations that she's talking about?
It depends on the station. So there's a few different standardized plugs, and, obviously, there's a few different types of plugs. I wish they would go ahead and just get standardized, get the USB of
car
electric
plugs.
Cars,
yeah.
And then we'd be fine. But at this point, sometimes is the answer. Sometimes I can plug in, sometimes I can't.
So, is the electric cars, since they're new, are they more costly? Are they more expensive than you buy with regular cars? Is that
pretty much.
Why?
Yep. You'd have to look for the offset in gasoline. But
are they more expensive than a regular hybrid? Like, hybrids are also more expensive.
So you can get a Toyota Prius for $20,000.
So they've come down?
They got the C or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, frankly, we've got a Prius. It's a great car for a variety of reasons. The maintenance is low on it.
Don't take it off-road, though.
It's not made for off-road.
we did that the other day.
Well,
that was not a good idea.
There's a rock and a gravel driveway, yes.
Yeah.
I don't recommend taking Priuses off-road, but... Yeah, the gearing is such that you're not going to spend much in gasoline. You're going to get 40 miles to the gallon. You can't beat that. It's a good-sized car as opposed to these subcompacts that are rolling around and feel like you're getting jammed in a shoebox. I'm probably the only household in America that has both a Prius plug-in and an F-350.
Hey, Sarah, what about...
One thing that I'm going to add is that these electric cars, when you're stopped at a stoplight for like a minute or two, the whole thing, all of the engines, it actually shuts off. So it's not using electricity, nothing.
That's right.
For the 3 minutes, it's incredible technology. So you're not...
Oh, I got to say, I agree. The technology is pretty interesting behind these vehicles, whether they be the hybrids or the electric hybrids. Very, very interesting stuff. So, Sarah, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your... you said you don't go to movies. What about theater? Do you go to theater, like community theater? Do you see plays?
Not really. I usually go because my friend takes me or something. I saw
they drag you.
Ballerina at Pope Joy Hall like 13 years ago, but I'm just like you. I'm more excited about, making changes on activism. I think you're one of, like, the we're like the 2% of the people that are political. Did you know the rest of 98% could care less about changing anything?
98%? Yes. Is it that bad?
It seems like it.
2% of the population that actually the politicians are part of the 2%. And people like you and me were very odd. But see, the thing is, I have politicians in my family.
I don't, thank goodness.
My grandparents were a mayor, and I had politicians all up in my father's side.
Yeah, it is very odd to want to change things. I would agree with you there. And all it does take is a minority of determined people to actually succeed at that. Thanks for the call, Sarah, which is why we have this migration of libertarian types moving to New Hampshire, because the idea of concentrating activism is a proven fact. It works. It's working here. Of course, we just this week announced the second Libertarian Party member who is in the state house now in New Hampshire. That's more Libertarian Party members in the state house here in New Hampshire than the rest of the 49 states combined. There's no doubt. I mean, if you were a Libertarian on the fence before, this should be even more solid evidence in the favor of New Hampshire is the place for Libertarians. It is the place for people who care about freedom to come to and to actually make their mark, so to speak, to actually make a difference here, to have an impact. Whether you want to work within the Republican Party, as Mark is doing, within the Democratic Party, as some other people are doing, or you want to propel the New Hampshire Libertarian Party into the, you know, largest and most effective Libertarian Party in the entire world, all of these things are different sort of political methods towards achieving more freedom in our lifetime. They're all happening here. They're all happening now, and it's only going to get better as thousands more people move here. We've already had a couple thousand move for the Free State Project. There's a bunch of people moving for the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com. If you're interested in this, if you are even, you know, your interest is even piqued a little bit, go and check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. There's a great hour-long documentary film that...
just worth your time. It's great. It's a great movie.
It's fast-paced. It moves through those 101 reasons in an hour's time. They really got to hit them hard.
Watch it and tell me whether you think it's well done.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's not... I'm not just saying that because I'm the co-producer of the movie. I knew that it was going to be good because I know the editor behind the film is very talented. So, yeah, you can watch it online. If you don't have an hour to sit down and watch it straight, watch it in chunks. You don't have to watch it all at once. You know, sit down while you're, you know, eating breakfast on your way to work or something like that. Watch 10 minutes and then watch another 10 minutes later on that night and get through this thing. And then tell me that you don't think that New Hampshire has the most exciting and amazing liberty community known to the world. It really is happening here. You can go to freekeen.com, keep up to date on some of the developments, some of the activism, just a slice of it, just a little, you know, sliver is all we can cover over at Free Keen. If you want to connect with the community, you go to forum.shiresociety.com. There's actually a Free Talk Live forum in there, forum.shiresociety.com.
We welcome you.
And you can get signed up there. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy your weekends.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.